5, 4, 3.
California love. Da 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 da. Is where the party, dun, 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 California.
Yeah,
the party, yeah, the East Los Angeles
is where the party is.
Anyway, yo, what's up, man? Shit, bro, fuck, bro.
Oh, dang.
Hey, oh, dang. Yeah, got no accent. I got to start this one off.
I knew what my guess is, dog. Fuck.
A little banger too.
Yeah. I'm fucking. What's my new name, man?
Little Piñata.
Little Piñata. Right there, Piñata, homie. Right there, dog. Yeah.
Everybody in the hood took swings at you, homie. Nah, I just play.
They do, right? So, hold on. Let me introduce you. Hold on. So funny. No. They did swings on me, right? So, what my point is that was really funny. Hey.
Say
orale. Orale.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyway, we got Gilbert in the room, Kalila. You know what I mean? We got Georgetown over here, dude. But I've been a fan of this next guy for so long. I follow him on Instagram. Dude, it's like I've been trying to exercise through his videos. It's hard to do, bro, but especially the pool shit. You know, sometimes you're in the swimming pool. No?
Yeah, the Cholo Aquatic.
Yeah, Cholo Aquatic. yeah, aquatics, dude. Yeah. So we got fucking famous, bro, from East LA. Right? You're from East LA, right, dog?
Yeah, well, you know, San Fernando Valley, East LA, around there. Yeah.
So we got Creeper. Give him a round of applause. Woo! What's up, Creeper? You good?
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, eh?
Hey, homie, we're trying to get you on this pod for a while, bro. What happened?
Yeah, homie. Well, you know, this and that, eh? You know, I have my sessions, eh? My Cholo Fit sessions. It's hard to move them around and, you know, schedule those. And
yeah.
Sometimes those are one-on-one sessions.
You know? Yeah, with the ladies, huh, dog?
Most of the time, homie. But yeah, I like to keep it professional, homie.
Oh, right, homie. So, but what had you heard of my shit or what? Are you a fan of mine?
The Tiger Bellies? Yeah, homie.
Yeah, but you know who I am, bro?
Yeah, Bobby Lee.
Yeah. Hey, what do you know me from, dog?
You know, the Mad TVs and...
Yeah.
Like a bunch of little cameos, eh, in the movies and it. And then, you know what like you want, homie? Is that the Reservoir Dogs, eh?
Yeah. Reservation Dogs.
Oh, hey, Reservation Dogs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I'm talking about, homie.
I do. Yeah. Two different things, though. You know one dog?
Yeah, but yeah. I was like, dang, I knew you kind of had a medical background, eh?
Yeah. Because I'm Korean, dog?
Yeah. They're good at those calculations. Putting on their body, like, you know?
Yeah, we're good at calculations, dog.
Yeah.
Can I say something? Let me compliment you, homie. Dude, you are actually fit. Your arms are fucking jacked, dog.
Yeah, you know, I don't like to go for size, eh, but I like to go for, you know, I do a lot of reps, eh, and light weights, you know, to get a little, you know, definition.
Functional like training.
Yeah.
There you go, homie. Yeah. You know what's up, homegirl.
Yeah. You know about, yeah, so let me ask you something, dog. What high school did you go to, bro?
I went to a lot of different high schools, eh? But eventually I graduated to
GED though.
Yeah, I got my. Well, I was living in a studio apartment when I got my GED.
How old were you?
I got out of that.
How old were you when you got your GED?
Let me see. I was about 20. I was 23. Eh?
Yeah, you got your GED. That's good, dude.
Yeah,
congratulations, dog.
Nah, thank you.
You can go to fucking junior college if you want to, bro.
I could, but I'm a fitness instructor, eh? So I can make my feria like that. So
yeah.
I'm not trying to take steps back, homie. You know.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
to the future, dude.
But shout out to the junior college gente out there. Like, keep doing your thing, eh?
Yeah. Because sometimes they go to junior college, they go to a real school after that, right, dog?
Yeah, homie. That's from what I heard. I heard, like, statistically, some of those fools, they move on to, like, real universities and everything. So.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
That's a trip.
Yeah. It is a trip, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? You smoke dope in high school, you fuck around, right? You get your shit together in your early 20s, you go to junior college, and then all of a sudden Harvard, dog, maybe even, dog.
Yeah, homie. But fools, even they still party in Harvard, eh?
Like, dude. The cocaine, though, dog.
That's where the whole coca and the LSD started right there. Mm-hmm.
Hey, little Creeper, do you think a guy like you, with a GED, could ever make it to Harvard? Are there cholos out there that are representing from the Ivy League?
Yeah, it's a trip, eh? Because some of my clients, they went to Harvard, and you know what I mean.
Really,
and,
homie,
it motivates me, eh? Because out of all the options that they have to get physical, you know, physically fit, or get personal trainers or qué pedo, then they were like, hey, all the research that I did, all the calculations led me to Creeper, homie. So, you know what I'm saying, homie? So, you know, I'm very grateful for that, eh?
Yeah. What kind of books do you read, dog?
I read a lot of ones, eh? Recently, I read one called Abracadabra. And it was just like little party tricks, magic tricks that you could do at parties. Eh?
Oh, that's good. Oh, wow.
Yeah,
homie. Oh, homie, you learned some shit, huh?
I learned a couple of things, eh?
Yeah. To impress the ladies.
Yeah. You know, mostly to whoever, eh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
About like one love, positive vibes, eh? I'm not, hey, I'm not one of those bros, hey, where's our chicks? And I'm like, hey, how's the energy in this whole room together?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I noticed about you, man, because there is like a new age vibe about you. Like, now I'm not calling you a hippie or nothing like that, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
That's the way you had said it, though. Yeah. New age vibe about you. I saw little sparkles.
Yeah. Did that offend you when I said that or what?
No, homie, no. I'm embracing it.
Yeah. Embrace it. It wasn't a negative thing, bro. I'm just saying that, like, you know, there's no, like, aggression. I feel like maybe earlier in your life, maybe you could have been aggressive a little bit, but
yeah.
You let all that shit go.
There was a time I was in a bad place, homie. I was angry at the world, you know? Like,
right.
I felt like the world was against me, homie. So I'm like, hey, fuck the world then, right?
You know
what I mean? Trying to hold me back. Everything's against me.
Yeah.
But then I caught myself like, hey, homie, that's no way to live, creeper. You know what I mean? You got to get your mind right, eh?
Right. So what happened?
I was living like that every time I step out. Like, hey, who's going to try to fuck with me or whatever?
Right.
But really, it was like, hey, homie, like, if I was projecting that, then that's what you're going to get back, eh? But then I said, hey, you know what, homie? You got to switch that up, eh? And so I started to think, like, positive things, eh? And just do nice things for people, eh?
Like, give me an example.
Like, even little pedo, eh? Like, opening the door at Denny's.
Let the
people go first, eh?
Right, then
you know, eventually, homie, it helped me to feel better, eh?
Yeah.
And then it brought me that energy back. And then eventually it led me to being a fitness instructor. Was, hey, I'm here to help you, homie. Like,
all right.
You know, get your body right and your mente también, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but it's so weird to think that, okay, you had a troubled past a little bit. You're out in the streets. And then you just one day just decided to be positive. Why fitness? I mean, how did that start?
Well, because that was helping me, homie. So I was like, hey, I was working on my mind, you know, doing meditations and this and that. Like, hey, like, just putting out all the dumb people. Like, nah, get away from me right now.
Yeah.
Don't say like that right now. I want to be away from your negative energy. Eh?
Yeah.
And, you know, I tried to be like, hey, I'm alive right now. You know, able to take a breath. Eh? I'm connected to the earth and everything. And it helped me to feel better, homie, and to be more focused. And then, so I started to work out, eh? To do, like, little cardio. I would do my little runs, you know. And it would generate positive thoughts. No, serio, homie, when my body's moving, I'm thinking good things, eh?
Yeah.
And so it led to me, hey, let me take this to the next level. Hey, let me take, and then I was looking for things around me and develop a rutina, the Cholo Fit rutina.
Yeah.
And then people started to come to me, like, hey, creeper, let me get a session.
All right.
Like, you know, so abracadabra. So, it worked out, homie.
Yeah. So, bro, I mean, do you think I'm fit or you think I need some fucking exercise, dog?
Nah, I mean, it depends, homie. It's all about how you know your own body, eh? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you look at yourself in the mirror, like, yeah, I could do better. Or if you look at yourself in the mirror, like, yeah, you know, then
yeah.
Do you, homie. But you look in pretty good shape, eh?
Like, you think so, dog?
Yeah, you know, like,
yeah.
You're very confident in it because of where you're sitting. You got your toenails painted, your toes are out, your legs are crossed. You're like, you're comfortable with yourself.
Yeah, I recognize
that right away. Like, this vato's comfortable in his skin, eh? You know, you have a little, like, you know, as I do too. We all have a pancita, homie, especially as you get older.
Yeah.
But that one looks pretty toned, eh? There's a lot of muscle in there.
Thanks, you know, dog. I appreciate
your
that.
Panza.
Yeah, my panza.
But you know what? That size is good for you, though, homie, because you move good still, and you're like, you're huggable. Like, hey, I want to hug you right now.
Yeah. Because we've seen each other outside of this podcast. You know what I mean?
Yeah, homie.
We've hugged before, I think.
Yeah.
Not deep.
Not deep, eh? I was, you know, we could hug better. But we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. Yeah, one step at a time, man. We don't have to be doing deep hugs right off the bat, bro.
No, I respect that, homie.
Yeah. Where do you live, dog?
All here and there, homie.
What do you mean?
Here and there.
What do you mean? Like, you don't want to know what area, because are there people out?
He's not claiming an area. That's what it is.
No. I mean, you know, you know.
Could I say East LA or what, dog?
I mean, I swear, but you know, I got a lot of gente there for sure, you know?
Yeah. But sometimes you fuck with Westwood.
Yeah, I mostly reside in the valley. I mean, you know, I'm like,
oh shit. Yeah, okay,
But you know, I got a lot of love around Los, you know?
Yeah.
I represent, so.
Yeah.
But my grandpa's garage, eh? I got my own little center right there.
All right.
Cool, homie. Yeah.
Is he cool with you doing your exercise?
Homie, yeah.
Yeah.
He's dying. You know, at first he was like, hey, you know, what are you doing?
But he was suspicious.
He was just a little bit like, come on, homie. We're like, hey, you're going to be a fitness instructor, you know? But then gente started coming and I started to give him feria, you know, like, hey, you know, here's to take care of you or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was like, all
right,
cool.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something. You do shows too, right? Or no?
Yeah, I do shows, homie.
You do. I've seen your shows, bro.
Yeah.
You're funny as fuck, bro.
Oh, thank you, homie.
Yeah. And do you fuck with the other, can I call you Hispanic? Is that what you are, Hispanic?
I don't like the word Hispanic, eh, but, you know.
Well, what
it's kind of a weird word, eh?
Right, because there's no Hispanica, right?
Yeah, you know, we all heard that. There's no Hispanica.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a little bit of a weird word, you know.
Well, because you think I'm labeling you.
It feels like a label, yeah. But, you know, I'm not going to get mad at you for calling me Hispanic, you know.
Yeah,
Hispanic. Like,
but that's what you are.
It's like.
Isn't that what you are?
Hispanic?
Yeah.
I mean, I consider myself Chicano, Latino. You know,
like, oh, my bad.
Hispanic is like a condition. Like, you know, like if I were to sneeze right now, you go, Hispanic. Oh, thank you. You know, like.
Yeah.
It sounds a little weird. Like it's a different type of word.
Right. Well, there's a new word, Latinx. Do you subscribe to that or no?
Nah, homie. Everybody was asking me about that, homie. Nah, I don't subscribe to it, eh?
Yeah,
I'm not going to be mad at you for subscribing to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to subscribe to it.
Dang, homie.
Got nervous there.
I got nervous.
Sorry, dog. Subscribe, homie. I'm not judging, all right?
No, bro. I'm a big fan, dude. I'm like, you're a celebrity to me, dude.
Nah, hey, but yeah. It's just because gente on the calles, homie, on the streets. If you were to talk to a manguero, homie, that makes a little mangoes or whatever on the calles, you know, on the streets, hey, and you say, hey, what's Latinx? They're going to be like,
what the fuck?
Guess that's homie.
Yeah.
Somos Latino,
right.
Yeah. If you're Latino, but
right.
Latinx, hey, now they want to switch it up, bring other terms. It's like,
yeah,
nothing's going to, you know, like stick like that, homie.
Right.
Statistically, the gente out there, they don't know that Latinx. They're going to be like, what?
All right, so my bad.
My dad thought it was a channel, eh? Oh, I saw it on the Latinx channel. I said, nah, dad, it's not a channel, eh? It was a segment on the how they're saying right now.
Yeah. It's not a TV channel, of course. Yeah. It's just new people trying to come up with new shit. But I
think it's a white fool back there somewhere.
Like,
let's call him this and watch how Lookout's going to divide him again.
Right.
Serio, homie, if you think about it, because then it's like, you know, there's gente on gente fighting. No, we're Latinx. It includes everybody. Like, we've been including everybody. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
There's a white fool in the back. Like, see, I told you. Like, nah, homie. Yeah.
Right. That's a pretty good white guy, man. The impression.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not calling you white. No, I'm just saying that. Because you went, yeah. That was pretty good with the hand and stuff. Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Kind of Japanese a little bit,
too. That was
too.
A little Japanese.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Hanku. Yeah.
No disrespect, eh?
Yeah, no respect.
You weren't offended by that
no,
one.
Okay. No,
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Little Creeper, do you have, like, Korean allies?
Yeah, of course, homie.
Yeah. You like us?
I get love in K-Town, homie. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love.
What do you like about us?
Just karaoke, homie, like barbecue, everything,
homie.
But the gente is firme, you know?
Yeah. What is gente?
The people, homie.
Firme means, like... Yeah.
But gente means people?
Yeah, gente.
Yeah.
Hey, that was a pretty white guy, good white guy impression,
gente
too.
What does hente mean?
Yeah.
What do you think,
is hente people? Can we fact check that? Yeah.
No. I thought hente was the thing that you did, the tattoo that disappears.
Henna?
Henna.
That's henna. My bad, dog.
Wait, I want to ask you...
It was a head.
I thought it was the tattoos that disappeared. My bad.
What do you think pedo means?
Pedo? A pedophile.
So you've been saying pedo this whole time?
What? Yeah. You've been calling me pedophile?
No, homie.
What does pedo mean, bro?
Oh, it means a lot of things, eh?
Yeah.
Pedo, like, I mean, literally it means a pedo, like a fart, homie.
Oh, so pedo is P-E-L-O?
P-E-D-O.
Yeah, P-E-D-O.
But it literally means fart, but it can be, it's a word used to for everything.
Oh, okay, all right. So pedo is like a fart.
Pedo.
But it means pedo. Like, yeah.
So if I, hey, dude, can I pedo on your face?
Nah.
I know, but you understand what I just said?
Yeah, well, that was like the literal thing. You're asking, can you fart on my face?
Yeah. But you understand.
Let's start with the nice hug first.
Deep hug. Yeah.
But yeah, like a pedo could be like, hey, you're going to that Halloween party night? Nah, I'm not going to that pedo, homie. Like,
oh, shit. Like, it could be used in that context.
It could be that. Or you got pedo with that fool? You got a problem with that fool? It means a lot of things, homie.
Oh, let me see. I want to see if I can use that fucking word in my own sentence. You know what I mean? Yo, man, I was hanging out with my homies, right? And they were like, you know, let's go to, they asked me, you want to go get hamburgers or you want to hang out with pedo? Does that make sense or?
No.
I mean,
I got wrong.
That means you have a homie
named Pedo.
Name fart.
Name fart. He gets beat up a lot.
I don't know anybody with that nickname. That would add a lot of confusion, eh?
Right. All right. So my bad, dude. So I don't know how to use that word. I don't know how to use that word in a sentence then.
What's the English equivalent? Would you say little creeper?
damn, you bail on me?
It's like saying shit, like that shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want to go watch the Red Hot Chili Peppers? I don't want to see that pedo. I don't want to see that shit.
Closer?
That kind of works on me.
Yeah. I don't want to see that pedo, homie.
I don't want to see that pedo, homie.
Homie? Yeah. You got to put homie in.
But Red Hot Chili Peppers, I'm a fan, eh?
No, I'm too. I would go.
Yeah.
I wouldn't pedo.
I would go to that pedo.
I would definitely go to that pedo. Yeah. Can pedo still be pedophile, too?
I don't know.
I
don't think so.
Yeah, but probably in your neighborhood, pedos, you probably hurt them, huh?
Hurt them?
Yeah.
Those fools?
Yeah, those fools. Yeah.
Nah.
You don't like those fools, yeah.
Nah, fuck I mean, fools. Who does, eh?
Who's a fan of pedophiles?
I hope they don't like up in your neighborhood.
My bad. That was a crazy question, man. That was a crazy question on my part, dude. It's obvious. You wouldn't like them. You know what I mean? Yeah, we'd fucking fuck them up and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So let me ask you, because you're into exercising and being fit, but do you still eat tacos and shit?
Yeah, homie, yeah.
Yeah.
Eat tacos. I have energy tamales that I
sell. Oh, you do?
Yeah, homie, yeah.
What's in them?
It's a mixture of carnitas and peas, homie.
Yeah.
And masa, you know?
Yeah, masa.
It helps with your muscle recovery.
Yeah. So basically, a tamale.
But, you know, I put a little lightning bolt on the top and sour cream.
It gives it that look. The lightning.
And the feel, yeah.
And the feel.
But you eat it, you'll be, hey.
Right. Yeah. Is there corn in it or no?
Yeah, homie, masa. Yeah.
Oh, that's corn's masa. My bad.
Well, you know,
the masa is the one that surrounds the meat and the peas.
Yeah, I understand how tamales work.
I don't know if you know what masa is.
Yeah, I didn't know what masa was, but I knew that there was a corn element to it
that
embodies the tamale, and inside the tamale is the juice, mm-hmm. which is what you saying peas and some carnitas,
mm-hmm.
right? So did I get that correct?
Yeah.
Homie. Yeah, thank you, homie.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, but
Licks is.
Can you suggest me a good taco place or no?
Yeah, homie. Oh yeah, if you want to put it on here.
I love tacos, but I want you to recommend me a good restaurant I could go to.
Well, there's good trucks and good, you know, all kinds of stuff, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the Leo's one. They got a few trocas out there.
There's one really good one in Pacoima.
Oh, that's...
I drive to a lady out there.
That's where the familia is right there.
What's it called?
Pacoima.
Pacoima's a city in the valley.
I know what that is.
a lot of Mexicans there. A lot of gente.
A lot of gente, dude.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of Hispanic Latinos, right? Call me Chino.
Yeah.
What does that mean, dog?
Chino, like, you know.
No, say.
Yes, say.
Is what, dog?
Well, the literal term, homie.
Yeah, that's all. I want you to be real.
Is, you know, Chinese, eh?
Yeah, but
it's the literal term.
Right, dog, but I'm not Chinese, dog.
I know, homie, but if you know, it embodies like the whole, like, you call me Hispanic, eh? You know,
yeah.
I could say.
Now, if you called me Chino, can I call you Latinx?
I mean.
But that math.
You have your right. Yeah.
I feel like I if you call me Chino, I feel like I have a Latinx on my gun, dude.
Okay, I'll give you that, eh?
Oh, you give that me that, sense. Right.
But, yeah. There's been, you know, homies with the nickname Chino that I've been around that aren't Chino.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's what.
Apple is a, you know, what you call the Japanese homie. Hey, Apple.
Right.
I have a homie named Hapo.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So is that short for like Hapon?
Japonés.
Japonés.
And what does Japonés mean?
Japanese.
Oh, that means Japanese.
Yeah.
Japonés mean, what's Korean in Spanish?
Coreano.
Why can't I just be
Hey, you got it.
Yeah, sure. But, hey, bro, why can't I just be Coreano though? Why do I have to be Chino all the time?
Because Chino more, that's tight, homie.
Right.
Just the name is like, if people get it, like, okay, yeah.
Somebody call me Cochino. What does that mean?
Oh, well, yeah? Who called you that, eh?
Right? Four Hispanic dudes in my lifetime have called me, hey, what's up, Cochino?
You are honestly straight up Cochino, though.
Gangster came out in her.
Yeah, shit.
I saw the hoop earrings come out.
It's like little piggy. You're dirty. You're like, you know.
Cochino's like a dang Cochino, homie. Like, you're dirty.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know.
I do spit, dog.
Yeah, like you pick your nose and eat the moco.
All right, I've done that. So if I pick my nose, eat the moco, you can call me Cochino.
Cochino, homie. Yeah.
Is that really the literal definition is piggy?
I don't know.
Nasty?
Little piggy, I think.
Little piggy.
Yeah, because it's Cochino.
All right, Cochino. Little piggy.
Right, George?
Yeah.
Well, that's my fucking name then. That's my fucking street name.
Cochino.
Cochino, dog.
With a K, though.
Yeah, with a K, dude.
Korean.
I'm Cochino.
Korean.
Oh, dang. Okay, dang, you dude, flipped it, homie.
I did flip it.
I can see, already see the tagging on the wall, like with a K, Cochino.
Yeah,
like,
Cochino, oh, right.
It's a mysterious vato. He's exotic.
Does that sound dangerous, dog, or what? Like, Cochino's coming.
He flicks mocos at people. You just flick mocos at people.
And then with the K, it's like he's a killer. Killer with the A.
Right.
Yeah, mocos all crazy.
Right. We were talking.
But it's because you're Korean, yeah.
Right.
He keeps it mysterious. Damn, why do you spell it with a K?
Yeah. Would you ever date a Korean or what?
Yeah, homie.
You have, homie?
Let me try to think.
Yeah,
I have.
Yeah, you have.
I mean, it was a long time ago, but now that I think about it, yeah.
What do you mean? No, you think about it.
Yeah, well, because I had to go.
Oh, you have
it was a long time ago, homie.
You have a catalog.
I mean, I haven't been with all kinds of hyenas, you know, like a crazy amount.
Right. But more than 20.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Yeah, homie.
Yeah.
More than 50, dog? Or?
Right. I don't want to sound like a cochino, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I'm old, you know.
Yeah.
Older,
well, you're a performer, you know what I mean? You're a little older, right?
But I don't look for that, eh? I'm like,
you know,
if you have a connection, homie.
Right.
And you see the sparks.
Right.
And it's
if I'm walking down the street, I see fucking, you know, what do you call it?
What are you talking about?
What do you call a if I pussy, but how do you say it?
Like a hyena.
Hyena. If I walk down the street, I see hyena, honey. What?
You see a hyena, like you see a girl?
I'm walking down the
street. Hyena doesn't mean pussy. Like,
hyena means a woman.
That's more respectful, homie.
It's
like a chick. Yeah. It's like saying, oh, I see a chick.
Right. What's pussy in fucking?
Oh, that's.
That's what's a cool name to call it.
That's rude.
What?
Yeah, you wouldn't say panocha. Like,
yeah.
Panocha. I would like to say panocha.
That's a cochino move right there.
Oh, that is?
That's like, hey, where's a panocha?
Yeah. Well, I'm cochino. Fuck it.
Yeah, okay, homie, yeah.
So if I'm walking and say, I see Ponochi, right?
Panocha,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I see Ponochi, right? Right? I won't turn it down, I'll tell you that, dog. You hear me? Is that what you're saying? You
don't turn it down. I mean, come on, homie, you gotta have some kind of, it can't be any.
Right.
Panocha. Here's my energy.
Right. But, like, yeah.
It's like, hey, yeah. I don't really know you like that.
Yeah, I don't want to disrespect you by talking about stuff like this, man, because it's like, you know.
No, I'm just saying. Well, like I said, though, hey, if there's sparks and the universe is like, yeah, this is cool, then hey, homie. Then,
yeah.
Then abracadabra, hey. Yeah. Abracadabra. You enter, you know.
Yeah.
Creeper, what do you think about his painted toenails and fingernails?
I mean, I respect the confidence, eh? And, homie, your toes, eh, they're good, like symmetrical or the what do you call it?
Descending.
The calculations of it? The
descending toe.
There's five. You mean there's five toes? That's good?
No, I mean like the length of them, eh?
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. You've seen long shit.
Yeah, homie. I have a thing with that, eh? Like, I look at vatos and hyena's toes. Like, I look at hyena's toes, obviously.
Yeah.
But even vatos, just toes in general, homie.
Yeah. So like, if they're too long, do you say something?
Yeah. Like, you have nice ones, too.
They're not long?
Yeah. No, they're like...
Yeah, mine are pretty.
Yeah, you have your beautiful feet.
Yeah.
She's got beautiful feet.
Yeah.
No.
Thanks,
they're on point, homie.
Yeah. How about
that gets up. Okay.
Yeah. I don't want to see your feet, but they seem...
I mean, because I got my long socks on, eh? But mine are cool, homie. I mean, you know, I'm not going to say I have the nicest feet, eh?
Yeah.
But I have a little arch, you know? The arch is important.
Right.
And, you know?
Right.
Creeper, do you have a sock sponsor?
No, I don't, but... Yeah, I got to holler at Hanes, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's the only brand you wear, dog?
Pretty much, hey. They make the ones that are comfortable for me, eh?
Yeah.
And that fit right there. Yeah.
You know what's cool about your look is that I feel like it's simple. It's always in style. It's classic, right? So, like, let me just... If I wanted to be Creeper for Halloween, for instance.
Yeah, you know, they're out there.
I know they are. I know they are. Like, where would I get my shoes, dog?
I mean, you can get them a lot of places, eh? The swap meet is where I get mine.
Oh, shit,
and
dog.
Santa Fe Springs swap meet.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's
eh?
Where I get my colored contact lenses for $15.
See?
Back
there you
in
go.
The day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How much are they? How much do they roll?
I buy them in bulk now, homie. Gracias a Dios, por eso, you know?
Yeah. Like, how many do you buy?
At a time, at least 10 to 20, homie.
At a time.
Because I do my... I do my classes in them, homie. I'm doing instruction, eh? So sometimes they come apart or whatever.
Right.
You know, and I like them to be worn in también, so so it's good, eh? But you can get them a lot of places, eh? Now they're available.
Right. Yeah. And the socks.
I get them at the swap meet.
Right.
But este, you can get them on the Amazons también, eh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they're called, tambiens?
Tambien.
No, no. Pantuflas, homie.
Tambien also.
Tambien means also.
Oh, also. Yeah. My bad.
Tambien is.
What are those shoes called?
How long you been living in LA, homie?
I know.
Homie, I don't have time to learn every language, dog.
I know, but.
But give them all the words you do know. You know a lot.
All right. It was Spanish words, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. La hamburguesa.
Mm-mm.
You know what that means, okay. Dude? La escuela, dog.
Mm. Yeah.
Cantar.
Yeah, homie.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, I know you can cantar, homie. At the...
I can cantar, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
At the karaoke, dog.
Yeah. What's your go-to karaoke, homie?
I don't have one, dog.
Okay, that's what's up.
The streets are my karaoke, dog.
Oh, hey, with a K, homie.
Hey. I have the machine and everything in my car, dude. I just bust that out, man.
Oh, that's what's right? up.
What else do I know? Puto.
Oh, fuck.
Puta.
Yeah.
That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
That's
what you should use earlier if you were down for whatever. Like, hey, when I see the puta, I say, hey.
Oh, I could have done that. Right. And then La Cienega, is that one? Is La Cienega one?
Yeah,
or
yeah, that's dog? One.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
A major El Segundo. Right here.
Yeah. El Segundo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so what else?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. Yeah.
Los Feliz.
Yeah, Los Feliz. Yeah. That's all the shit, right? San Diego's one?
Yeah.
Right,
the whale's vagina or whatever?
Yeah. La Mesa.
Uh-huh. La Mesa means what?
The plane?
No, the table. Homie.
The table. Yeah. Could it be a plane, though?
No, that's avión, homie.
Yeah. I got scared. Really, La Mesa is a table.
It's the table.
La Mesa, yeah. The table.
Yeah.
So when I say, yo, put the fucking tamales on La Mesa.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Dang.
Good. I'm learning, right?
Good.
Yeah.
You thought
hey, puto.
Yeah. Hey, puto, cochino say it right now. Puta tamales.
Yeah. Huh. Is puto bad?
Yeah, homie.
Not in the Philippines. It's a rice cake.
It's a delicious
us.
Rice cake.
Oh, yeah. It's that's a trip.
Rice cake.
That's a trip, dude.
No, no.
If you go back to the Philippines and you're like, hey, I want puto, it's a sticky rice cake, and we eat it with mango and like this chocolate syrup with brown sugar.
So if I went out to like a guy, a Latino, right, and I go, puto? And he goes, what's this? What'd you say, homie? I go, would you want some? Would that get me out of the situation? If I walk up to you, bro.
Homie. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
But it depends how quick you bust that little cake out.
Yeah.
Because that fool might be.
I know.
Yeah.
I would probably wait 3 seconds. Let's play it out. Let me see if I count.
That's.
Yo, yeah. Dog. Puto.
What'd you say to me, homie?
You want some?
Boom.
Oh, dang.
Oh,
I think that was yeah.
That was a good scenario.
Yeah, that was a good scenario. I felt like I was on the fucking cusp of getting shot.
Yeah.
Right? And I just, don't you think I just
honestly,
did that?
Honestly, it was like at the, you one more second and you would have been
shot. I would have died.
Yeah. Shot, yeah.
I would have died.
Because my first instinct was to give you a chance to clarify yourself, you know?
Ah.
But some fools might not do that.
Yeah. Right.
But I feel
and,
like, hey.
And I would have to have puto with
but
me.
But the fact that you're the Chino vibe, it would have maybe gave a little leeway, like, hold on, let me give this for a second to maybe he doesn't know what he's saying, eh?
Oh,
you know?
That's mm-hmm. so interesting to me.
But if you were another
Latin dude,
Latinx or whatever,
Latinx, yeah.
This fool knows what he's saying to me right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's what I would do. I would do it as a question mark.
If what you just, do it, say it again.
Yeah,
right. Right. So instead of going puto,
hey.
Right?
Hey, puto.
Right? Yeah. So if you do it as a question mark, it gives it that fucking 3-4 second leeway, right? Don't you think, though, dog?
Say it.
Right? Try it to him. Try it.
All right. Let's do it again. Right. Right.
Oh no.
You know, don't laugh, dog. Right.
Ooh,
right. No. All right. Yeah. Puto?
You say, what's up? For like, what's up?
What's puto? Up? Puto?
Why?
Yeah.
Your accent, Jay.
Right, sorry.
Hold on.
Well, I'll do it as good. Sup, puto?
Wait, what, homie? Hold on. Let me try to play it for
real. No, I gotta be real too. Dude, I gotta be real too. Dude. Yeah, dude. You're making me laugh right now.
Yeah, homie.
All right, so you're doing your thing. You're talking to other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm with my friends then too, dude. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. What's up, homie? Yeah, what's up, dog? Look at this fucking guy right here, man.
Oh, my God. Why?
Yeah. Bust out the bag.
Okay, I got the bag.
British all of a sudden.
Hey, bro, I got the bag, bro.
Yeah, give me the bag, dude.
I got the stuff, man.
So I'm gonna hide this bag behind my back.
Okay. Go.
So.
Hey, what's up, homie?
You fucked up.
Why'd you fuck it up, dude?
Sorry. One more time. Let's not do the. Okay, right, ready? Yeah,
give me the bag.
Hey, man. Hey, bro, here's the bag.
Yeah. Sup?
Hey, what's up, homie?
Putón?
What'd you say to me, eh?
Putón.
Oh. Putón?
Yeah. It's a Filipino bread. Putón.
Not for real, eh?
Yeah, dog.
That's what they call it?
Yeah, Google it.
Damn, what a trick. Yeah, let me try some.
See that?
There we go. Right,
that was it.
Yeah.
I felt
like. Man, that's one love right there, homie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what together, right? That's what I felt too.
Yeah, yeah.
What are your thoughts on Filipinos? And do you think that we're.
Are we Chinos?
Are we Chinos or are we more like part of the Latin community since we were colonized by Spain? También.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody knows that. Eh? You guys are like, you know, the Mexican Chinos, eh?
Yeah. Because if you go to fucking the Philippines, dog, right? Their money's called peso, dog.
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities. Only like the familia, the food.
Right.
It's like, you know, come in here.
The boxing?
The lumpias are like los taquitos.
Boxing?
It's like, you can relate. Yeah, the boxing were brown as fuck.
Yeah.
And you think our lumpia...
got Spanish names.
Our lumpia really is our taquito.
It's a taquito, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But I fuck with all that. Only the pancet. There's even one called tenecoa. Or tenicoan?
Diniguan.
Tenicoan.
Yeah, it's the pork blood. Yeah. Pork blood stew.
What do you mean?
Man, homie.
Is it good?
Yeah, so good. Vinegary, delicious.
Yeah, it's bomb, homie.
And Creeper knows. He knows.
Yeah, Creeper knows. Yeah. Have you been to the Philippines, Creeps?
Nah, I almost went this past summer, but then you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
But, totally, but I want to go, homie. Yeah. I got familia, that were like married into...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that, man. Yeah.
So it's like, you know?
Yeah. What island do you know? Or you don't know?
There's a lot of islands, eh? Yeah.
7,000.
There's 7,000 islands.
They try to explain it to me, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, what? Yeah, like that. That's crazy, homie.
Dude, I love
they told me that pedo. I was like, they told me that pedo.
Oh.
It was 7,000. I said, what, homie? Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? Not now, but 10 minutes, some soon, I'm gonna sneak in a pedo.
Oh, a real pedo?
No, like I'm gonna try to sneak it in
naturally.
Okay. All right, so just, you know what I mean? It's a little thing that people can watch out for.
Okay.
When how does you, do we just, we just play it normal? Or do we acknowledge it like, there it is?
Boom, boom.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what, dude? I want everyone to go boom, boom.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Boom, boom?
Yeah. Okay. But like that boom, boom. Like okay. Boom. Yeah. But later, don't even think about it.
Yeah, I'm not even tripping.
Yeah. When's the last time you fucking, how long does that take you, the mustache to grow?
Months, homie. Yeah. Almost
how much?
A year for this. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How long did it take yours?
43 years, dog. Yeah, I had to commit. You know?
Oh, because Chinos, it takes a long
time. Dude, I can't even grow a beard, bro. That's
But homie, I remember when I was young, and I'd be like, damn, I can't wait so I could grow, you know, I could grow a brocha like that off your man, you know?
Yeah.
Now, homie, it's like, I'm grateful for this. But I gotta trim all the other areas of my body, homie. A lot of maintenance, eh?
Right.
You know I gotta, for the taint, get pedo and all that, you know?
I like the, what is it called? Like the cantinflas?
Yeah, just the edge right here?
Yeah, like right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cute.
Bro, my favorite.
You like that one? Mm-hmm. Damn. That's a look. That's a very distinct look.
It's
you know?
A classic look.
Damn.
bro, my favorite kind of movies are Westerns, bro. And I love you guys in Western. You like the Westerns?
Oh, you guys? You're talking about Latinos or Chicanos?
Yeah, Latinos and shit. Weren't they in the fucking Westerns and shit?
Yeah.
We don't need to.
We had a lot of white folks playing.
Hey, boss, we don't need
back
to
in the day.
Rob the bank tomorrow. We can dance and, you know, party tonight, you know.
Yeah.
We can do it next week. You know what I mean? I like
what
that.
What movie was that, eh?
what storyline is that? The place in the bank? So don't rob the bank.
Hey, we can rob it tomorrow.
Bro, come on, dude.
I didn't do it like that, dude. You know what I mean?
I love this movie.
Yeah.
Creeper, what are your thoughts on how Hollywood portrays Cholo culture?
I mean, you know, it's getting better, eh? I'll say that. But, you know. There's always they always kind of miss the mark in some way.
Yeah.
You know, whether it's the accent or it's the words, it's the vocabulary, homie. You know, they'll be like, oh, hey, you know, they'll say something.
Like what?
Like a little bit off, eh?
Oh, right.
Or the ropa, homie, the clothes, the wardrobe
right.
will be off, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, eh? That's not a penalty. It'll be like a, you know, like something from Levi's or like their the flannel Levi shirt buttoned up, like, hey, I'm a cholo. It's like,
oh, right. They don't do that. That they don't do that, right?
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, fuck Hollywood and all that pedo, man.
There you go, homie.
Boom, boom.
Macha cochino. Yeah.
What happened to
all of us at the same time?
Everyone was supposed to do boom, boom, boom at the same time. I don't know what the fuck happened.
I thought we were going to.
Yeah. What? What the fuck?
It was too smooth.
No.
It was too smooth.
I thought you were literally going to fart.
That's what I thought, homie.
Oh, good. I thought that too.
Okay, good.
I don't have a fart in the fucking gun right now.
I thought you were going to fart.
Well, yeah.
No, I was going to throw the word back. No. Dog, I was going to throw the word
back in a second. Rewind.
We misunderstood.
No, I have to do it again later then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that good usage, though? I think so.
I said, fuck Hollywood, all that pedal.
You did good on the usage, eh? But I wasn't clear in the beginning. I wish I would have been clear. But congratulations on the way it was smooth like that, you know?
Right. All right, dude. All right, so I did do it right.
Yeah.
And
it was smooth, eh? You were kind of like, hey, lean back. You weren't like, hey, I'm about to drop it.
Yeah. I did it like, you know what I mean, casually.
Yeah.
And realistic, dog.
It was good, eh? That was good, homie.
Thanks, dog. Yeah. You know what I was thinking? That this could be a good business if they do, you know, movies with... you know, Latinos and about all that, your culture and whatnot, you could be hired by Hollywood to be on set and correct shit.
A consultant.
Like a consultant. Yeah.
Couldn't you be
sort.
A consultant on set?
Yeah. Homie, I, you know.
Yeah.
I've been, there's a show called This Fool on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a consultant on the set.
Oh, let me tell you something about that show. You know, I have a homie named Andrew, right? Santino. He's a comic homie.
Yeah. No, I did.
Yeah, he's got a fucking freaky.
Yeah, the ginger vato.
The ginger vato. Yeah.
What do you guys call him? Canelo?
I don't want to put him on blast.
Yeah.
Sir Canelo. He's too tall to be Canelo.
You're right. You think he's talented or not? Ginger vato. Not so much, right, Don?
Who? The ginger vato?
Yeah.
Nah, he's got good work ethic, eh?
Yeah, good. That's good.
But he's funny. He's real sharp, you know? It's like, he's like, you could tell, like, all right, this fool, like, he's got that, like, hey, I'm a machine. I wake up at this time every day. He's got that kind of vibe. Like, homie, congratulations. Like, like, you're not going to knock my socks off, but you're representing. You know, like, but my socks are hard to knock off.
Yeah. I get it because they're so high up. But my point is that, yeah, but that homie right there, dude, was like, dude, you know what show's great? I go, what? He goes,
This fool.
Well, they're like, hey, we could rob the bank tomorrow. We don't have to rob it right now.
That's the best episode of This Fool.
I swear to God. Yeah. He was telling me, dude, he was like, that's the best comedy out right now. This Fool. Yeah. You know, our buddy.
Frankie Quiñones?
Yeah, Frankie Quiñones is the star of it, right?
Quiñones, yeah.
That other Mexican dude. I love that guy. What's that other Mexican?
You said it wrong. It's Quiñones.
Yeah, Frankie Quiñones.
With a hard K.
Frankie Quiñones.
Quiñones.
Boom!
There it was, homie. That was a pedo.
Pedo, dog. Yeah. Thank you, dude. That hurt.
That one felt a little forced. It wasn't as smooth as the last one, but
yeah.
It was still right there.
Yeah.
6 out of 10.
That was like, you know, my butthole wanted to do a rape whistle. That's how forced it was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I felt that energy.
Yeah. It was air rape.
Wait, so back to Quiñones.
Anyway, my bad. Yeah, Frankie Quiñones. Whatever, bro.
No, you can never whatever.
Quiñones.
Like, it's like, okay, homie, like with a K? K-E-E-N-Yo-Nez. You just gotta remember the yo. Quiñones.
Quiñones.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yes.
Boom boom.
Boom boom, boom, dog. Right? But he's that fool's in it. Right?
I think he is the fool.
I don't want to say it again, dog.
Yeah, homie.
Yeah, I don't want to say it again, dog.
Chris Estrada.
Yeah. But the other Mexican dude, what's his name?
Chris Estrada.
That dude right there. Yeah. Funny motherfucker right there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I have another friend who's black that's on it.
Yeah, he's Jamar
great.
Neighbors.
Yeah, he's great, man.
Yeah.
My crush.
Yeah, he's your crush.
Yeah.
Big your crush? Mm, yeah, that fool's ripped.
You know what? You know what? Everything. I let you fuck him.
No, I don't want to fuck him.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just because we have the no comic, you know what I mean?
No.
I don't want you to hook up with comics, but he's like one fool that like, you know. I might like that guy.
Yeah, I like Jamar.
So, did that offend you when I asked that?
No.
Okay.
No, why?
I'm just saying, I like him. That's all.
I do too. That's what I said.
Yeah.
He's my crush. Okay.
And we go to right here.
Yeah. Boom, boom.
Yeah, boom, boom. I also like Frankie. Hey, I also like Frankie Quinones.
Oh, no, you fucked up again.
Quinones.
Quinones.
Yeah.
Quinones. I love him. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's cool, homie.
Yeah, he's forgot. Yeah. But so you do consulting for that show?
Yeah, I was on the set, eh? I was right there.
Right. And they ask you, like, what?
Like, hey, is this legit?
That looks like you, though, dog.
A little bit, eh? Yeah.
No, like, almost exactly like you, dog.
I know, it's a trip.
Yeah. So you're not, that's not you?
No, that's Frankie, homie.
That's Frankie.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. So is it going to go to a second season or what?
It's looking like it, eh? Yeah. It's being worked on, but, you know, they're just waiting to announce it, working out the budget, qué pedo, you know?
Yeah. And you got you consult on another thing. Isn't there another sketch thing that maybe you might, Frankie Quinones is doing?
Yeah, but, you know, that's...
Should we ask him? He's going to be here in a minute.
Should we bring... I think Frankie's here. Should we bring Frankie out?
Yeah, is he here, right? Yeah, text me earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll stop right now.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Creeper. Funny as fuck, bro.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime, bro.
Hey, but when I see you on the calle, I'm going to call you cochino.
All right, dog. Yeah. I'll call you Latinx, dog. It's Tiger Belly. Now we've got Frankie Quinones here.
Woo!
I said right?
Quinones.
Yeah, Quinones.
Oh,
Quinones.
You do it to me. Quinones. You do it to me. Yeah.
I know. I'm trying to get it right, man.
Yeah.
Let me say something about you, man. So we first met, I think the first time we ever met is when we started doing, like, proper meet, is when we first started doing improv spots together.
Yeah, at the Hollywood Improv.
Right. So the first time I saw you, I knew who you were, and we kind of, like, bonded there, but we didn't get too deep.
Well, I knew who you were before you knew who I was. I mean,
what do you mean?
I was living up in San Francisco, and I was doing a show at once every other month. What do you call that? Bi-monthly or at the Hollywood Improv, and you came in on a couple of those shows, or they booked you on it,
right?
And I'd come up to you, thank you so much for being on my show, and you were kind of like, yeah, whatever, man. The club booked me.
No, was I really like that?
Nah, you were cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no problem. Thanks, man.
Fun. Yeah, but what it just in my mind, I'm like, because then I started following Cholo Fit Creeper.
Yeah.
Right, and then I was just like, and then when I saw you, I was like, there he is, right? And we kind of talked. There he is. There's a guy, right? And then I saw you do stand up. As you, right? Mm-hmm. As Frankie. And I was like, I legitimately went, oh no, this guy's a legit stand-up. Like, you know, because you never know, like, from YouTube to social media.
Yeah.
And then when you watch, you know, that crowd, it's not an easy crowd, that crowd at the improv.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And I was like, oh no, this guy's legit. And then the next time I saw you, I got kind of more excited about, and then you and I kind of began having a spiritual connection.
Yes.
Would you say that?
Fuck yeah, we cried.
We cried together, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, we spent...
I think about that every day. Yeah, I really do think about that every day, though.
Yeah, because I sat there with him, and I've never talked to a comic that long before and that deep. And we sat there, and we talked, and we just kind of weeped a little bit together.
That's kindred.
A kindred spirit.
Like meant to be.
And then I realized, I go, this guy Frankie, I love this guy. Like, I connected with him. And so, like, I care about you. It's so weird. I do care about you. I want to know what's going on and all that kind of stuff, right? So, you know, when you asked earlier, there's no judgment on my part, right? Mm-hmm. I honestly think that you're super talented. I honestly think that you and I, you know what I mean, are going to have a friendship beyond this, right? And I can't say that about a lot of people. And so, you know, that's difficult for me to say because I want to put my comedy hat on and, you know what I mean, be silly and funny. But I just don't. To Cholo Fit Creeper, that's one thing. But with you, Frankie, I just have to say that I really connected with you, homie.
Oh, man. Yeah. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because I was, after that night, we had that talk and we were literally in tears. And then we had to kind of, when the crowd came out and the show ended, we kind of be like, people were like, oh, you want to take pictures? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to the show.
Yeah. That was a magical night. That I can remember that night.
Yeah, but that's when I shoot you those text messages and all that. I'll think about that when I'm struggling with my shit. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And
so can we talk about a little bit about like, so you and I, yeah, and people that listen to this podcast know that, you know, I've struggled with drug addiction and relapsing and whatnot, and that's essentially how Frankie and I connected, because we both struggle with the same thing. You know what I mean? Mm. And there's a lot of things about your past and your history that I relate to.
Yes.
You know, I think we're both little ethnic guys in comedy. I think we're shaped the same in a weird way. Does that hurt your feelings? Or?
No. I mean,
yeah, man. We're like little frijoles. Like we're two little beans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys should do a two-man show. Little frijoles.
When I look at you, like the Hispanic version of me on so many different levels, I think, you know?
Right.
Yeah, we're not that tall white dude, you know what I mean? Tells jokes, you know
the
what I mean?
Funny little homies.
Yeah, we're the
the classic funny little homies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like,
we're classic, dog. Yeah, yeah. What's up? Yeah.
Oh my god, if Creeper and Toki the Dum Dum went on the road.
Oh my god, that'd be great. That'd be great. Yeah.
That would be so good.
That'd be so good. Yeah. Also, I have to also say there's a bond, because I feel like, and I've said this before, you know, when I first started doing stand-up, you know, I used to open up for Mencia all the time. Mm-hmm. And I used to hang out with Felipe, and when everyone was young, and Jeff Garcia and all these fucking guys. And I feel like I did the Latino Laugh Festival, and I felt like that was a group of people that accepted me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The Latino comedy, you know, scene. You know what I mean? They really did accept me, and they called, you know, I would do the road with a lot of these guys and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't know why. I just, when I see Mexican dudes or Latino dudes doing comedy, I just tend to gravitate toward them and feel comfortable. You know what I mean? Because you guys are like a cool, open culture, bro.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah. Wait, is that weird? What? No, analyze it. What did I say that was weird?
No. We're
What do you mean, bro?
It was like a white guy.
Yeah, you guys is just like you people.
The culture.
You're good. Yeah.
The culture, dog.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's not fine, dude. I want to change. If I stepped over the line, bro, I want to fucking be able to change.
You're good, homie. Yeah, you're good.
Yo, homie, what's up?
No, yeah.
We good?
Yeah.
Did we cry together, bro?
Yeah.
We
did.
I don't cry with white fools, bro. I feel like that's what I mean. Like when I see you and your struggles, you know, but there's more of identifying almost.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing. It's like I could open up to you, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I you know, we were always cool with each other and da da da. But after that night, and then you being open too and being like, dude, I was molested, all this shit. You were like an open book on that shit.
I was like, it
made me feel at ease, better. I was like, hell yeah. And then ever since then, I've been like, I always thought you were cool as fuck. But now I'm like, oh, dang, that's the homie. That's the homie right there.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, because I'm curious about this. So you started doing stand-up as Frankie, and then, right?
Yeah.
Right. And then when did you come up with Creeper?
Oh, man. So, yeah, this past September was like 16 years since I started doing stand-up.
Wow.
I did it in San Francisco. That was the first time I did it. I lived up there for almost 15 years.
Wow.
I got a lot of family, a lot of homies up there. But this past February was 10 years since I did the first Creeper video. But he was like doing real over-the-top, stereotypical, like, hey, I'm a cholo, I'm gonna stab you, and da da all this shit.
Yeah.
It took me a while. I had to polish him up, find his voice, and ground him more, you know?
Yeah.
Make him feel like a real homie. And then once it got there, I redid a video we did called Cholo Whisper, and that's when he got rescued from the CRS, the Cholo Rescue Services. And the family was having trouble with him.
Yeah.
They called in a Cholo Whisper, and that one, you know, it had like 500,000 views, and people were like, you need to do another one. So I'm like, oh, he's going to need to have to get a job, and Cholo Whisper Part 2 is what, you know. And then I was like, you have trouble getting a job. What's he going to do? And he was already kind of doing some yard workouts in the backyard on Cholo Whisper. So I was like, oh, I know he could teach a workout class in the backyard. And we called it Cholo Fit.
Yeah.
And then we put that out, and then it just fucking...
It blew up.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and then you just... Crazy. That's the voice, and that's where you went. You went out.
Yeah, and then I just started going deeper and deeper with him. Because it's based off my dad. You know, my dad was old school Cholo, but one of the most positive people I know, like a great dad. Always Chuck Taylor's, Dickies, white tee creased. And always drove a lowrider, but always driving me to Little League practice. And
oh, like, is he still around?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, good. He must be so proud of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's cool. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Brown. Like, that's my son, man.
That's what's up, mijo.
Yeah, yeah. And then how did this fool happen?
Oh, man, that's, you know. So the homie Chris Estrada, it's loosely based off his life. And he was, I met him at Echoes Under Sunset. It was just like this open mic in Echo Park. That's not there anymore. Yeah. And that was the first time I saw him. You know, even as a, you know, when you see a comic that you've never seen before, like, that's funny as fucking, you know, it's inspiring. You get those chills back in the neck. I said, damn, this is the motherfucker right here.
Yeah.
He had a whole story right there in his little 8 minutes, whatever. And around that time, Cholo Fit went viral, so I was able to go on tour, and I asked him to come with me. So we were touring for almost 4 years.
Oh, wow.
And he started, homies of mine, you know, and his, you know, the guys that did corporate on Comedy Central, Comedy Central, Matt Engelbrinson, Pat Bishop, Jake Weissman, they kind of came at Chris and were like, hey, man, we see a show here, and then they started working on it. So I was just kind of always just, you know, Chris would, you know, chime in with me and we'd spitball and he'd be like, hey, here's where we're at. But it was like 4 years in the making.
Wow.
And then Fred Armisen stepped on and he was fucking with it. And then, you know, Jonathan Groff, who did Blackish and all that, they all stepped on. And then they were writing the part for Luis as like this big, for like a more on the nose, like bigger than Chris, tougher vato, like all tatted up.
Yeah.
And they were trying to find that dude and they were having trouble finding him. And then, you know, they were like, well, you know, they were like, we always knew we were going to have you be part of the show in some capacity, whether it's a writer's room or another character or what.
Yeah.
But they weren't envisioning me playing Luis.
Right.
And then when they were having trouble finding that dude, like, well, let's have Frankie, you know, start reading for it. And I started reading for it. And it was basically just Chris and like one other producer. And everybody else was like, we love Frankie, but we don't see it. And I don't blame them because I really had nothing out there that would show that I could play this part or that I could act. None of that. I was doing mostly just characters and stand-up and shit. But Chris knew I could do it. I knew I could do it, but I'm not a cocky motherfucker. I'm just like, just give me the opportunity, homie.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I started reading for it, and slowly more and more people started coming on board. But all those execs at those, you know, networks.
Without you, without you, I don't see it.
Right.
Honestly, because it's like, you know, you created the army of people. Because I want to say something to you. When I'm at the improv with you, right, and all the people that come out of the room, half of them are for you.
Right.
Like, I was even shocked. I'm like, oh, these are fucking Bobby Lee. No, I mean, it was real. I was sitting with them. I was like, these
step
are
aside,
Bobby.
Chino, we're here for free.
Yeah. There was a lot of that going on. Like, people were in line to take photos with it that didn't even know who the fuck I am. You know what I mean? And in my head, I'm like, no, this guy's the fucking for real. You know what I mean? So you have an army. I knew that, right? So what I'm saying is that, you know, there, I don't think the show would be even close to what it is without you, bro.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Thanks. I mean, when I would see the poster, I'm like, oh, you know, that's, in my mind, I literally went, oh, they did the show around Frankie. Mm. They came to you with the deal. We want to do a show.
Nah,
right, but that's what it seems like. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, that's amazing the way you said it, man. That's crazy.
Yeah. But
you fought for it.
But yeah, and my homie Chris Estrada, he fought for it. He went to bat for me, man. You know how that goes. And it was like nobody else was seeing it, and they were basically like, all right, you guys haven't been wrong yet, so Frankie's your guy. They were kind of like, that's your guy. And then,
but
you know,
who would
then
they have cast?
I don't know. They were pushing for some people I can't mention, but
yeah.
Oh, really? And like a name?
Yeah, they were going for like bigger names and you know, maybe other Mexicans, but weren't from the area.
Yeah.
It was like important that it felt authentic, you know, in every way. And so, but they like, you know, that now they're like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. Uh-huh. We're so sorry. Like,
well, it reminds me of Al Pacino in Godfather.
Oh, yeah. Why? Yeah. What happened there?
Yeah,
same
dude.
Thing.
Right, because nobody wanted him.
Yeah.
In fact, every day Al Pacino would show up on set and he's like, I think today's the day I'm going to get fired.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because nobody, and people would talk about it like, you're going to get fired today. And every day, what's the director? Fuck. Coppola was like, I'm sorry, I don't know, I'm trying. It was only until that one scene where he shoots that guy, you know what I mean? When he goes to that little cafe and shoots people. After that scene, everyone saw the fucking dailies and went, he just got the job.
What was he doing before that?
He was a theater guy.
Like a Broadway theater guy.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the same thing, they were like, this little shrimp, like, he's not the fucking tough guy.
Yeah, Michael Corleone. There's no way. Yeah.
And then, but, you know, they had this one guy pushing for him that was like, nah, this is our guy, this is our guy. And then fucking,
yeah, what but happened? Yeah. Every day he would show up and it would stress him the fuck out. Al Pacino was like, it was the nightmare. He would wake up every, like, why am I even going? They hate me. They could feel it on the set. And then he fucking, and that's what it feels like with you. It's like, they saw it and they're like, okay, that's the guy. You know what I mean? That's
amazing. One of the producers was like, started pushing for me. He was like, oh man, he's bringing like a Joe Pesci vibe. Like, it makes it more interesting. I love it. Cause I was like the little homie, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like, hey, homie, like, you know, I was kind of like, fuck, this guy could get crazy. You know?
Yeah.
So I was just tapping in.
Let me ask you something. Were you nervous?
Nah. Once I got it, I was just ready to go.
All
because
right.
All the producers were like friends, you know, like I've known those guys for well over a decade, you know.
And all so right,
they had to like fight for me, but once I got in there, I was like, let's get to work, homie.
It must also feel good that, you know, everyone fought for you to so by the time it was time to start, you were like, oh, everyone around me wants me here.
Yeah. And they were just like, so I was like so grateful to them, you know, because they really had to like push for me. They had to really push for me, man. They were getting a lot of pushback.
But you know what makes me fucking mad though? It just hit a fucking sore spot with me. Is that even after Mad TV, when I was on Mad TV, right? They're like, he can't act, he does sketch. Right?
Right.
But what do you think sketch is, dog?
Yeah.
Right?
Acting.
You know, when I see you in those videos, you're playing, I believe you, mm-hmm. that you're this guy, right? You're doing dialogue with other people around you who are acting. Right? Mm-hmm. It's acting, dog.
Yeah.
Right? It makes me fucking mad.
Yeah.
Right? You can act based on your fucking creeper videos. Right? Yeah. But the networks are saying, we don't know. He's not a traditional. He's not from fucking, you know, the actor studio or whatever the fuck. Right?
But apparently that's, we don't know, is not just for sketch people. It turns out that's the same case for Broadway people like Al Pacino, right? There's always going to be people who are just like, we don't know if he's the right fit.
Right.
That's maybe there's someone better, you know? Yeah. I don't think it's just sketch. I just always think if it's someone who's not like a big name, they're always going to push back.
Yeah.
Even though, was there a bigger name in on anything bigger than Creeper? No, there wasn't. Like, these people were just dumb-dums.
Yeah.
They want to be able to justify their jobs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know what's right, you know what I mean? And I have this background, and I'm the boss, and I'll make the decision. But it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, they don't know. And it makes me so mad. Yeah. No, because I, you know, for years that plagued me, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't get into places because, like, he's not an actor.
He's a comedian. Yeah. Comedians have that rap in general. They're like, oh, he's a comedian. He's not a real actor, you know?
Yeah. No, like, granted, there are a lot of comics that can't act.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
For sure.
Let's clarify that.
Let's clarify that. I've been there. I've been in positions where I'm like, I got to name names, but even when I was mad, I'm like, I would tell the casting director, I know this guy that can do this. I'm like, all right, bring him in. And I've given the sides, then come in, you know what I mean, and not be able to do it, right?
Man.
It's so fucking hard.
Yeah. We've been there too. It's like, yeah, I mean, what? Like, what?
Yeah.
I've been that guy too.
I've been that guy too. Yeah. But, you know, it's like, just give us a shot, man.
Yeah. You know what
I mean? I'm so glad. And so you have other shit that you're doing too. I don't want to get into it because it's probably not real. But I've talked to you, and you know what I mean? There's other shit in the horizon.
Yeah.
For you, dude. Yeah.
Yeah,
I really want you, Frankie, to really take sobriety seriously.
Took a turn.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
I think I can talk about it.
Go ahead.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
No, because
it was a left
intervention.
Turn.
All of a sudden.
I know. It was a left turn. I'm sorry.
I'm confused because I know that's off mic topic. But, like, did we ask if he was okay with that?
No, but I also asked, you know, we'll cut it out if it's weird.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
We're good, dude. No, because this is what we cried about.
Okay, but I know that, but people don't know that. Maybe you wanted to keep that private.
Is it cool for you to talk about it briefly?
Yeah, we could talk about it.
All right. So, no, it wasn't, I don't even want to talk, Frankie, I don't even want to talk about it. I just wanted to tell
you
that.
Fucking no piñata, homie. Always bringing up shit.
I don't want to talk about it, but let's talk about it.
Yeah. I just want to say that I care about you, right?
Yeah.
And I hopefully that you would, you know, if I was slipping up a bit, that you would say the same to me.
Yeah.
Right? And I want to have that kind of relationship with you. That's all.
No, no, yeah. I mean, man, all that shit. I mean, I always partied. You know, it's like, it's what I grew up around. I mean, I would have like deals, like, you know, whatever, shooting up, fucking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to say, you know, my mom and dad were like, you know, pretty much. It was just always around. I wouldn't say like it was always like, oh, like, you know, it was in my household. Like, my mom and dad were like cool as fuck. You know, they kept shit tight in the crib. But, you know, growing up, you have homies that party, da da da. And then I kind of kept it. I was, you know, whatever, managing it. And then you don't really notice it, you know, because you're just like, oh, I'm just living my life, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'll do like, then I was at a point where I'd be like, all right, like in my 20s, I didn't even smoke weed till I was like 19. But then in my 20s, I, you know, ecstasy, man, that's my drug of choice. Just pop a couple of those motherfuckers, just give high fives. What's up? Let's kick it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was all good then. But then, you know, you're like doing it for fun. And then all of a sudden, that what you think you're doing fun starts to grab a hold of you and grips you. Like, hold up, motherfucker. This ain't just for fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're running from some shit. You're numbing some shit. Past trauma, whatever that we're just taught to sweep under the rug. Mm-hmm. Or just bullshit, you know? And then next thing you know, I'm fucking... You know, I know the pandemic did a lot of people in, but it was like I would have to get it in once a month where I'd be like scheduling it. Like, all right, I have these 2 days off. Okay, let me get my juices. Let me get my mollies and my press pills, a little bit of cocaine, maybe some ketamine for the come down. Like,
yeah.
Xanax, whatever, like planning it all out, like prescribing myself for the full journey, all this shit. And then next thing you know, it started just kind of getting a little bit farther than just once a month, creeping its way into my weekday life. And then, you know, I cleaned up to do the film. Like, I wouldn't jeopardize work. That was my main thing. And so I didn't touch drugs that whole time we were filming that show, the Hulu show. And then all of a sudden we finished filming and I was really going home as that character, you know, and I was just like in it, like, cause I live by myself. I was just like walking around doing, you know, you go home, you only have like an hour before you got to go to sleep. Cause you got to be on set at 5-6 in the morning. Yeah. I gotta get the tattoos put on me, all that shit. So it was my whole life. But then when it finished, I was like, oh, I'm not Luis anymore. I'm back to Frankie.
Yeah.
Frankie deserves a reward. I just banged the shit out. And then that reward just fucking went crazy. Homie, I had a little tackle box, everything in there.
Yeah,
little
yeah.
fucking press pills, medications, pain pills, cocaine.
Yeah.
Fucking, and I'll be like, okay, here's what I have to do today. I can get by doing these drugs. And then it started affecting my, because then I would go into these, if I had days off, I would just ghost people, disappear for like 2 days, just get on one, you know? I never would want to do drugs by myself. And then that's the only time I want to do it.
Oh, shit. Sure.
Because I don't have to worry about being in public, people recognizing me or people judging me how fat a line I was doing. Or be a fucking weirdo with my shirt off, like not have to answer nobody, just me in the bag. Homie, the bag's giving me everything I want.
You guys are so similar because when he relapsed, like he has no interest in any type of socializing and doing drugs. He wanted to be home and get fucked up.
Yeah.
By myself.
By himself.
It's the best.
That's my jam.
That's my jam too, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, I guess I can do one more. Like, about 25 minutes. Let me get one in there. You know, just.
But the problem, Frankie, is that because you have built this little empire, right? And, you know, I know my schedule, right? That lifestyle doesn't fit, you know what I mean, the stuff that God has given me.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're constantly those things collide. And then that's when things become uncontrollable. And I feel lost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so it's like, you know, for me, I God has given me this chance to stay sober. I have a lot going in my life and I show up and I do the best I can. But my point is that I don't think that I'm not made up to do both.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do both. It's crazy. I just can't, I don't know how to do it. You know what I mean? I go wild and I go all the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And there's no stopping me. Well, I mean, because I did six, pretty much like 5 weeks I was in five different places, Canada, Philippines, Hawaii, New York. I barely came home and I wasn't calling anybody. And when I was in New York, I was having funny thoughts.
I was worried. Even in the Philippines, I was like, yo, like, I don't know. I think you're...
Yeah, no, like, I was at a bar restaurant. Yeah. I was sitting there and there was these two...
This is in New York?
In New York. You know, all these, you know, foofy whites.
Oh.
Hello.
Mm.
Yeah.
Would you like to engage in narcotics?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think like, wine? And there were splits. I was like, what kind? Right? Yeah. And they were like, Chardonnay. Right? I go, Chardonnay? Is that white? I think that's the white stuff, right?
Yeah.
I go, oh, no, I can't. And they were like, I felt like if I drank wine with these two ladies, right? They're like foofies. You know what I mean? That I would be in the Hamptons, you know what I mean? Kind of buzzed and having a good time. You know what I mean? Eating their clean vaginas or whatever, right? But I'm like...
Are they always clean?
They seem clean.
All vaginas.
Yeah, Hampton vagina.
Cochino or no? Cochino.
Cochino, no.
Okay, he has a
vagina.
Radar.
Yeah. Clean, white, sophisticated vagina. But I went right to my room and I did a little prayer. My point is that it's dangerous out there, even for me. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
When I just went to a meeting last Friday. You know what I mean? So because I just thought... I just need, and I called my sponsor yesterday. You know what I mean?
But that shit helps. Even that, there was a night when I was like, I'm gonna take these two mollies and that's it. Two mollies. I was convinced and I texted you and you texted me back.
What'd I say?
I don't know. It was like all caps. You were like, don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Throw it all away or something. Yeah. And even just something simple like that, it helps because that urge passes, you know? And then I'm like, yeah, I'm fucking tripping. Let me just fucking.
Yeah, I think Frankie. What I want to do with you, right? You know, what I want to do with you.
What do you want to do with me, Cochino?
It do sounds whatever, so sexual. Whatever.
It sounds weird, yeah. Hang. I want to hang.
Yeah.
Right, Holmes?
I would love that.
Yeah. And I, you know, I want to be more available to you.
Well, I know you're busy.
Yeah, we're both busy.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But still. Though.
But I honestly, like, if, you know.
The
what my heart says is that, you know, even if you're like. In a fucked up time and you're confused and you're scared or whatever, call me anytime and I want to be able to call you anytime as well.
Yeah. Okay. No, for
it's
sure.
Not gay, dog, it's not gay.
Can it be though? I'd love
I don't want to know. I want
I mean, you know.
It could be.
I want to see it.
Sobriety could bring some crazy shit. Yeah.
But that's it's an open invitation to you, right? You can call me anytime.
Yeah.
And hopefully it's vice versa. You know what I mean? I want to start. My goal is in LA is me and a couple of sober homies, you know what I mean? There are comedians, want to do a meeting with just comedians.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm going to do that, I think.
You know I'm like, yeah. I don't I don't want to be like the dude to be like, I don't like showing up. Like, oh, I'm sober now, guys. Like, it's like, hey, I just know that I have this window of opportunity that I work hard like for almost a big portion of my life over half, you know, and it's like my family's so proud of me and all that, and it's like I envy people that could party and on a normal thing, and I can just get away with it here and there, but I know what it eventually leads to is like, you know, we go all the way, homie.
I'm
gonna lock myself in a cave, turn off my phone and just get weird for 2 days, and it's like I'm trying to like kill it right now and take this opportunity and take it as far as I can, and the only way I could do that is to, you know, stay away from that shit, at least for now or for how long it takes, yeah.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
All right, give Frankie a round of applause. That was an amazing podcast. I love you, buddy.
Yeah, fuck yeah.